I Dream of Indie is bringing a voice to the voiceless ones in gaming. Free yourselves from the shackles of mainstream coverage and help us to defeat the gaming echo chamber once and for all. Head on over to youtube.com/idreamofindie or idreamofindie.com. I Dream of Indie, a place where games are more than a number.
So, hello, everyone. Welcome to Outside the Echo Chamber podcast from I Dream of Indie Games. I'm Literary Rose, and I'm joined, as per usual, by Old Gamer Joe and Silent Signs. Legend
hello.
Will not be here this time, but she is here in spirit.
She's somewhere halfway down the country at this point, I think.
She's on vacation.
Yeah. Driving, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be fun. Good for her. Well deserved.
We all need vacation all the time.
It's so true. I'm actually technically on vacation in that I don't have to go to a real world job for the next week. So I am thrilled.
Hey! Yes! Stay home. Be a couch
now,
potato.
Like when you are on vacation like that, when does the dread start to come back? Is it like 2 days before you go back or is it like the day before you go back?
Honestly, it depends on how much you hate your job. So for me, it's like midweek.
Or is it lingering right away? You already think about it. Because I will do that. Like I'm such a doom thinker. I'll be like, oh shit, I'm going to go back eventually, even though I'm on break.
No, I am. I do unfortunately think that way as well.
Yeah,
the human brain is kind of engineered to lean towards like the negative and anticipate like, right? Oh, the pain is coming. Prepare thyself.
Yeah. What kind of crazy shit happened in the past where our brains have to be this way? I wonder often.
It's not fair. I want to enjoy my life.
Yes. We should all be happy and fulfilled.
We were being chased by lions and shit, you know?
Yeah, that's true. We had
and
like
then
a
we
reason.
Were killing each other for a long time and we still are. So. You know, yay.
We had a reason for the anxiety back then. Now we just have like smartphones and misplaced anxiety.
And I often think about this too, like just how crazy that must have been to see an actual dinosaur in your presence, like looking up at it, like, holy shit. You can only see that in a movie now.
We were going to try and keep this podcast focused this week, but we're already talking about dinosaurs. So, yeah. Welcome everyone to Outside the Echo Chamber.
Yes, welcome. So first, let's get our hellos. Silent Science, how's your week been? We already know that you shall be off, but anything of interest?
I get to play a very exciting game that I don't think I can talk about yet.
Ooh.
You can say video game, you can't say thoughts about video game.
I can say name of video game, but not thoughts of video games.
Yes.
Okay, I get to play Frogun.
Yeah.
Frogun.
I totally fucked up a video earlier this week and I kept saying Frogun for some reason. And I'm like, oh, it's a goddamn frog. Of course it's Frogun. So I had to go back and re-record that a bunch of times.
Whoopsie.
Just dumb brain farts like that.
Yeah, anyway. Brain's going at 1000% all the time. You know, Frogun, tomato, tomato.
Frogun looks good though.
So haven't played it yet, but I'm excited to try. And I get to hang out with a few of my college friends that I haven't seen for a very long time this coming week. Plus, I get to go to a couple concerts. So very excited for not being at work and doing things that bring me joy.
Yes. That's wonderful. What concerts, if I can ask?
Of course you can ask, Joe, which one are we going to?
Yeah, well, tomorrow, I guess today, if you're listening to this when it comes out, we're going to see Coheed and Cambria at a hockey arena,
mm-hmm,
I think, right?
Something like that.
A hockey arena.
And then we're going to see churches.
Yeah.
Not like churches, but like...
With the V.
Yes, with the V.
The dance band. They're really fun.
They are really fun.
And that's it for my concerts, but you're also going to My Chemical Romance, aren't you?
Not this month.
They're still having concerts?
Yeah, man.
In September. I actually bought those tickets 3 years ago, 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
Because one of my very close friends, who actually has done reviews for this channel, Knox, she very much wanted to see My Chemical Romance. She was like, we gotta go. Next time they're in town, we gotta go. And I was like, okay. And they finally announced a reunion tour and we bought tickets and that just so happened to be in 2020.
Ah,
so Yeah.
I really like concerts. I hate the build up to concerts, like the process of waiting through the opening acts and all the bullshit, parking and all that stuff. Meh. But the moment when the band plays, I really enjoy that. And then I just want to leave as quickly as possible because I hate crowds. So I just hate everything, I guess. That's the theme this week.
Yeah, he does. It's true.
But no, the process is annoying and things sometimes. Even when we do like PAX East, you know, parking and everything, it's just an annoying lead up.
That's different because I don't actually like the event.
Well, that's true too. Though it's cool to meet some of the great indie developers and publishers. I like that aspect of it.
Yeah, no, that part's fun, but I don't like
dealing with aggravating people in other cases. Yeah.
Next time you have me in Legend, and I've perfected the club elbow technique of just like fuck off. You just throw your elbows around like you've lost control of your limbs.
Oh man, that's also Nox's technique. So
two will get along swimmingly.
Yeah. I never thought about that because we talk all the time now. Like we've never actually been in the same room together. So hopefully that's gonna change next year. I think anyways, if we start going to these conventions together, we'll see if we can get Legend out too. That would be really cool.
It's gonna happen. We're gonna make it happen.
I think we all need the vibe together. I'm curious how that will be. Like, is it awkward, you think, because we've always known each other over the internet, or will we just like be like we always are?
We are adults.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you adjust to that differently when you've met someone on the internet and then you see them in person? Is there an awkward moment for you or
me?
Anyone? No. You do pretty good with that.
I've never met anybody from the internet that I didn't already know.
I've met a few people from the internet that I didn't already know, not like alone in a dark alley, but like Zio, who did the theme song for I Dream of Indie.
That went well.
We originally met online because Joe was looking for a guitarist.
Uh-huh. Aww. Yep, that's true.
And that was totally blind. Didn't know what he looked like, didn't know who he was, just knew he was in the same general vicinity that we were.
Though, fun fact, I did once try online dating when I was like, I don't know, 20 or something. Mm-hmm. And I ended up meeting a girl that I thought was normal, but it turns out she bit off a student's finger and was expelled from school.
It wasn't me. Yeah, let's be clear.
Oh, okay. And that was the end of my online dating career. So
probably
I met you in real life.
That's intense. Holy shit.
By the way, I bit some dude's finger off. Okay.
So how was your week, Rose?
Good, just kind of, I've been playing, can I say the name of what I've been playing?
Depends, let's just play it safe, but you are playing a hotly anticipated title.
Yes, a very anticipated title. I've already got, I think I'm already like 6 or 7 hours in. Like, I can tell I like something because like my brain shuts off, because typically my brain is always in the back where it's anxiety or just like critique. Just like, meh, 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 meh. And it's just like, game. And I stayed up, I think, until like 2 a.m., which is abnormal for me. I usually try to go to bed around like 11, something like that. So I was
hiding.
Yeah.
I was very much the 2 a.m. person when I started this channel. And then I quickly realized this isn't sustainable. I'm not going to do that again.
Certainly not.
So I'm like old man now, like 10:30, 11. I'm usually out. That's old man hours. I don't know.
That is old man hours, but that's okay.
It's what makes like, you feel good.
Yes.
Even like New Year's Eve is a hassle now. I usually don't even bother trying to make midnight at this point. So yeah, I like sleeping, I guess.
I love sleep. I wish I could sleep more. That's what I did a lot this week as well. And now I'm doing I'm doing curriculum planning since I'll be teaching the AP seniors. The annoying part is that there are books that are recommended that you teach them, but there's a big ass list, you know? And I'm just like, this is boring. This is too old. A bunch of stuff. So I'm kind of picking through, but I found some good stuff. The annoying part is I do have to mix in some of the old crap. And when you look at the old crap, it's all like 1,000-year-old dead white man. Other 1,000-year-old dead white man.
I imagine you are teaching some form of a literature course.
Yes.
And what were some of your favorite, of the great works of literature?
1984.
A good one, especially now. It feels
the year I was born. Of course, it's great.
Yeah. Did you read it?
No, I never did actually.
Okay. Ooh, it's a
It's very appropriate and really had a great lens for the fucking future.
I certainly hope that'll be part of the curriculum for your youngsters.
Oh, yes. And Handmaid's Tale will be on there as well. Although that one, excellent, you know, always requires a bit of a warning of just like, this is intense.
Mm-hmm.
And also very fucking appropriate more than ever before.
I know. It's amazing. I mean, I don't know that we should be happy about that, but here we are.
Rose, I want to ask you too, what's it like? You've had a little bit of a layoff now. Do you have this feeling of dread at all to return to teaching, or are you kind of excited about getting back into the swing of things?
Mixed.
You can get comfortable, you know, when you don't work for a while.
It's comfortable, but also like I'm that type of person that if I'm not doing something, that's when I start to feel bad. I don't like to just like waff about like maybe a day or two. And then after that, it just starts to affect my mood. So in some ways I'm excited to go back. And in other ways I'm like, oh no, I have to drive again. I have to drive and like I have to interact with people from like 8 a.m. to like 4. What the fuck?
That is very early to be interacting with people. I understand.
I'm with you on the driving too. Driving to work is just like total bullshit. I hate it so much now because everyone forgot how to drive now. So it's even worse than ever.
Oh, it's...
And plus you're in a major city, so it's probably 10 times worse.
They never learned how to drive. Yeah. They're all the worst human beings on the planet, except for the ones that aren't. But you know, once I'm behind the wheel, fuck all of you.
Yeah. I have that same problem.
Joe, how has your week been?
The week was not bad because I was not working, but I did go visit my father today. I try to do this every 2 weeks, but I'm not always the best about it. We live pretty far apart, unfortunately. So he'll kind of give me sympathy calls and trips about it eventually. But I do make my way out there and all is well. He's a little bit dramatic like I tend to be. But we picked some vegetables today together because he is a farmer. So we got some fresh tomatoes. We got cucumbers. We got what else is in there? Some string beans.
Exciting.
I'm quite excited about that. And we picked Silent Science here, some flowers. So we got her some sunflowers and some other, what other types of flowers are there? All kinds, really.
I don't know. I didn't even look through them all, but they are
lovely. That's awesome.
I love sunflowers.
Yeah. So I put those on the table for her. That was my attempt at romanticism.
That is romance, though. Nice, pretty flowers. Or at the very least, it lifts the mood, especially because sunflowers are so, I love sunflowers as well. A lot of them grow here in the summer. I think like there's a little farm not far from where I am that they'll do like a sunflower field in Maine in the summer. Yes. Oh my God. You just stand there. You're just like
the best.
Life could be beautiful.
Yeah.
Do girls really appreciate that stuff? Getting flowers from the guy and like Valentine's Day, getting the chocolates and stuff. Do you really care about that stuff? Or
I think that's going to depend on the individual and also what kind of the intention behind them.
Oh, if I'm trying to get something out of you and I'm just buying you something, you mean like that? Because I don't do that.
Buying stuff out of obligation, I never find appealing.
Yeah,
like I want to feel like I'm appreciated in all aspects, not just like one day because you feel like you have to buy me flowers.
Or it's a commercial holiday or something.
Yeah.
Ah, fuck those commercial holidays. I tell my husband, I'm like, don't get me shit for Valentine's Day because it's just a commercial crap. Surprise me a random day with a piece of bread and you got my heart.
Exactly.
That sounds way more meaningful.
That's exactly what I mean. Like, don't buy it because you feel obligated because the TV told you that it's a holiday.
Like, sometimes I'll randomly wake you up and have coffee.
That is pretty excited. The way to my heart, truly.
Sometimes I just feel like being nice to you and I'll do it. And that's just the way I am.
And I'm like, why are you being nice to me?
Yes. And then you question it. And then I question if I should be nice. Does she like it when I'm angry? Maybe. I don't know.
No.
Oh, y'all are too much. I love it.
Yeah. Anyways, this isn't Married with Children or anything. Let's get into what do we got going on here? Reviews? Are we getting into reviews?
So we have, before we get to that, we have a question of the day. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I wrote this.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
So we have you ever beaten multiple games in a single day? SS, I'm going to turn it back to you.
In a single day?
I've played multiple games in a single day, but have I beaten multiple games?
I feel like
in a
Extra Life, day? You did the Donkey Kong back to back.
You know, yeah, I probably have done Donkey Kong Country 1 and 2 in the same day before.
Yeah, that used to be a tradition for us. We would beat that game like almost on a monthly basis.
So damn. I guess the answer is yes.
I had to think about this more, and I'm just thinking back on the channel if I've done like a double review type thing.
You definitely
thing.
Have at some point. Do I remember what it is?
Like no. I've done this, but I typically now I try to play one at a time, and it's even a struggle to beat that in many cases, especially if you're working on a time window type deal. But I've certainly done this before, but I've never made a habit of it. And I'm going to go out on a limb here, Rose, with you and say that the games you play are often like time sinks, so you don't necessarily beat them, but you have played them for long periods of time.
Yeah, the majority of my games are long sessions, but I do have one instance that I beat multiple games in a single day, but they were super short. Have y'all ever heard of the Kukiyomi games?
A little bit, but not too familiar with them.
Wait, Kukiyomi, I spelled that all wrong, and Google couldn't even figure it out.
I'm gonna take a guess. Kuko. I'm probably way off.
It's one where it's like be considerate. That was the term.
Huh.
Where you have to. It's like a Japanese game about ways to be considerate to others. Kukiyomi. There we go. Considerate. And there's three of them.
That all sounds very wholesome.
Let me show. It is not.
Oh,
sorry. It is not. So
color me intrigued.
Oh, I actually saw this recently. Yeah, I believe where this was on
you have
catapult.
To make decisions based on like what would be respectful or not. You could also decide to be not respectful. So like if you're the boss and the time to leave is 3 p.m. and you stay longer, you're not considerate to your employees. And then, like, afterwards, it'll give you, like, wah, wah, you weren't considered.
Interesting.
This looks cool. And when I saw it the other day, I wasn't even thinking, like, anyone would be interested or had played it here at the channel. So that's cool. Is that Santa Claus?
That is Santa Claus. You play, I think, the child, and one of you could be Santa Claus. I don't remember. And it has to be, like, hide while Santa Claus is there. That's the considerate thing to do.
Is this multiplayer?
I think it is from what I was reading.
And you can play it single player or multiplayer. And it's
in fact, I think that was the deal with there was a catapult posting for this the other day, and they said we want 4 players or something like that. So
fascinating.
It's meant to be played that way.
I would love to play this with more than one person.
Yeah.
It is wild. Oh yeah, you can stand in the line in front of people to be an asshole. There's a part where you're on the train. I don't know which one of the three it is. And you can choose. The idea is there's a pregnant woman. You get up, you stand, you hold onto the railing. You could, or you could take up the seat to be an asshole. Or you could sit on someone's lap to be a weird asshole.
Ooh, fun.
Like RPG going on now. This is so cool. It almost gives me like
different scenarios.
Almost
if someone
like
points
Wario
a gun at
vibe.
You.
Fascinating. Wow.
I want to play now.
Yes. Thank you for bringing this to our attention.
And there's three of these?
Yeah, there's three of them. They're on the Switch and on PC, and they often have like times that they go on sale, and they're not particularly expensive. Like you can get all three for $12.
Yeah, that ain't a bad deal.
Mm-hmm. I highly recommend.
I am interested in this.
Yeah.
Weirdness.
Color. That is interest. What I have beat. All three games in one day.
Well, they're relatively short then, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of replay value because you won't get every single scenario each time you play. Mm-hmm. Like, you have a set amount to reach whatever meter you wanted to reach on, like, really considerate, mildly considerate, super inconsiderate. You know, there's a spectrum.
So you can do, like, full asshole run and just...
Yes, and that
you know,
is
you, what
very
you're gonna
fun.
Do then, huh?
No, I actually, no. I have such a hard time, like, doing the asshole or, like, doing the bad thing in games.
That was
I
your problem
know.
With Undertale, right? You didn't want to kill
everybody. Yeah, I don't want to kill everybody. It would be so sad.
That's how I felt with Bioshock, like, harvest the little sisters or save them. I was like, I can't harvest these children. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I can remember back to original God of War. You have to burn this man alive. And it was, like, the worst thing I ever did.
Yeah, they like... they brainwashed me to have a moral compass that is like too good. So like I can't even make bad decisions, even when it's of no consequence.
You are too good for this world.
A game I can't talk about, but Rose was mentioning this in a review she did recently, how a ending of a game where you like don't necessarily have your choices don't matter so much that can kind of just fuck up the whole game.
Mm.
And you're just stuck with a sad ending.
Oh, I hate that.
That blows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just invalidates the whole point. And if it's like a movie, whatever, because like there's theme and blah, blah, blah. But if you give me a game and you're giving me choices and then afterwards you pull the rug, you're like, ha ha, you never had a choice, stupid bitch. It's like...
This game we won't mention yet is going live in a few hours, by the way. So enjoy that review.
Exciting.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
It's not Cookie Yomi.
She didn't like the ending.
It's not Cookie Yomi, no. Let's talk about the reviews for this week and live coverage. I think I wrote them backwards. I did. Apologize.
It's fine.
We have, doesn't really matter.
Well, we have Tarnishing of Juxtia, which I reviewed. Beautiful game all around. Like, just about everything is perfect with this game, except for me, the difficulty. I know there's always people that just like have a real big hard on for, you know, dying a lot or losing or like you gotta get good. No, my life is short. My life.
I wish that gave me an erection. Wow.
But fantastic game, not for me, but still a fantastic game. Questionable if the difficulty is too high. I would say yes. If you like punishment and not in the sexual way, in the video game way, or maybe that's sexual for you, you know, go for Tarnishing of Juxtia. But gorgeous, gorgeous game. Really beautiful.
I love when people comment on these reviews. Well, if this is as hard as you say it is, well, why would we lie? Obviously,
but also, isn't it all relative? Like, if you're a super pro gamer and you like love this shit and you live for it, of course it's not going to be as hard for you.
No,
but
I understand
like,
that.
The average consumer maybe will think it's hard. I don't know.
And I would consider Rose like an above average player.
I would as well.
So it's not like she's just a pushover.
No, I'm not saying that. I just mean it's all relative. Right. Like, what's hard to one person might not be hard to someone else.
But the game is clearly hard, is my point.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah. It's a Souls-like. It wants to be and chooses to be hard. Depending on your skill, it may be more or less. Proceed with caution.
Proceed with caution.
Next one, we have Avenging Spirit. Joe, you reviewed this one, right?
Yes, this is a game that came out in 1991, originally in arcades, kind of under the radar. It was known as Phantasm in Japan and came here as Avenging Spirit. Look at the shit you learn by doing reviews. I would have never known.
Fascinating.
Useless knowledge. On my deathbed, I'm going to be like, Avenging Spirit was Phantasm. Somebody will find that useful.
We'll write it on your tombstone.
Avenging Spirit.
And then I will come back as an Avenging Spirit and haunt you
like,
all.
It was Phantasm originally.
What are you doing to my channel? I'm watching you always.
No one's going to be posting when you're dead, man. I assure you.
But no, Avenging Spirit is a classic like 2D action arcade game. But there's an interesting twist here because you are, in fact, a ghost and you possess the enemies on screen and you can possess different enemies and they'll play a little bit differently. So you might hop into a ninja and the ninja will have ninja abilities, or you'll be in this mobster and he can just blast away with his turret gun. And it's really kind of cool and novel, but you're kind of over it in 30 minutes. You beat the game and you move on with your life, just like a lot of old arcade games. But it is a neat novel thing to have in your collection.
And sometimes we need just a short experience, you know, just like
and two player too.
Ooh,
that was nice.
Excellent. Silent Science, tell us about, I love this name, Lord Winklebottom Investigates. What a fucking name. Somebody give that person all the money.
I found out about this game originally because I started following them on Instagram, the developer Cave Story?
I think that's right.
Sorry if I got your name wrong.
Is it Cave Monster or Cave Story?
Cave something.
Rose can fact check us.
Cave Monster. I think you're right. Sorry. But the game looked adorable because it's a bunch of fantastical wildlife creatures, but in super proper settings. Like it's a point and click adventure that is Sherlock Holmes. It's a Sherlock Holmes like.
And Lord Winklebottom is a giraffe.
It is Cave Monsters, by the way.
Monsters.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Cave Story. I was thinking.
I've
of
seen
the
a
game.
Few developers with monsters in their name this week, so I got a little confused.
I know. I get confused on the daily. But it's adorable. Look at it. Just look at it and tell me you don't want to play this. If you like point and click games.
What's the hippo's name again?
Frumple.
Frumple. I love that.
Dr. Frumple. Yes.
Game is cute. I'm surprised, like, this game does not seem to be getting a lot of traction on our channel or anywhere for that matter.
Which is really a shame.
Which is a shame?
If you like point and click games, and you have to like point and click games, that is key here, you will enjoy this. It's super cute. It's very well made. It's a very well made product. I believe it was a Kickstarter game. So it started out with crowdfunding. Very funny.
Somewhat logical, too. So I like that about it.
Yeah, kind of dry British sense of humor, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it wasn't like those pull your hair out puzzles. There were some kinks with it and things you didn't
like. Yeah, little things here and there. Like when you inspect an object, sometimes usually you have the option to either inspect it or pick it up. But sometimes when you look at it for the first time, it just lets you look at it. And then you have to come back to it later after you've seen other things, and then you're able to pick it up. But to me, if I inspect something once and I'm not able to pick it up, I assume I'm never able to pick it up. So like, I'm not going to just intuitively go back to it. So it took a little bit of getting used to, but once I figured out how it worked, it's very logical, which is great for a Sherlock Holmes-esque.
Yeah, I really liked what I saw out of it too. It was cute. And I like point-and-click games, though. Notoriously, they're not huge hits on our channel, or they're not big sellers, but they have that niche, you know, and our channel is all about different niches, so.
Bringing light to all these things. I mean, I never would have heard of it, and it's definitely not on my list. I'm not much of a point-and-click person, but not because I don't like it. I just haven't had much experience with those titles, but
I feel like you'll probably run into a few here working with I Dream of Indie.
For sure. I've definitely played more now than ever.
I feel like I'll be like, Rose, we're drowning in games. Can you please play this point and click adventure? Okay, I'll do it. Because you never say no to anything.
Just don't ask me to do platforming. Don't do that to me.
Don't worry. I got you.
Thank you.
I'll do all the platforming.
Well, I mean, the Souls games, they kind of have platforming in them. Yeah, you agree. Deal with that. Okay.
I mean, like, a frog game. When I saw the trailer, I was like, I would love to watch someone play this. I would hate to play it.
See, that's how I feel about most of the games that you play. So we're a match made in heaven, honestly.
It's like someone split you two down the middle and we got these two different types of gamers, which is cool. But you have very similar personalities.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yes. And Joe, tell us about the upcoming indie games for August that went live yesterday, if you're listening. Well, you'll be listening when this airs. So yesterday, what did you notice? What interests you?
This was a big project. This video was huge, actually. I think we have like 15 or 16 different games on this
shit ton.
And it was a real labor of love putting this thing together, but looks like people are starting to watch these things, and that's exciting. You know, original content on the channel is really tough to get taken off. As you know, sometimes we did the weekly recap for like years, and that never really got ground.
So many years.
People come here for reviews mainly, and that's a big problem on YouTube. Once you're kind of typecast into one thing, people don't want to watch anything but that thing. Channels have died over this. But this is doing well, and people are enjoying it, and it's all about upcoming indie games. It's not exactly an original concept, but I put my own spin on it, you know, add a few of my jokes and my flair to it, and I think I make it fun. But it's not about me. It's about some of the cool indie games. And for August, there's a lot of games coming out. Obviously, leading the pack is Cult of the Lamb. We know people are really excited about that. But there's some other little fun Easter eggs in here, like the Mortuary Assistant.
What was the terrifying
Camp Canyonwood?
That looks so cute.
Which looks really cute. I believe we will be streaming that with Rose later in the week at some point here. So she'll be playing Camp Canyonwood. There's a lot of games on that freaking list. I'm trying to even think. We had, what was the frog game Rose was just talking about? Frog Gun. That's on the list. That's coming out in just a few days.
Don't worry. I'm coming to your rescue, opening up the video. But there's quite a lot, an overwhelming amount in a good way. Afterwave Downfall
Yeah, that's like a little arcade style shooter. It's coming to all consoles. Looks kind of neat.
Oh, Curse to Golf.
Curse to Golf is a big one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for golf fans. Are you a golf fan at all, Rose, in video games anyways?
No.
No? Okay, well,
Curse to Golf. Sorry, I'm not a sports game fan.
This you're seeing here is Love, Money, Rock and Roll, which is a visual novel that has this 80s rock and roll theme. I'm actually kind of wanting to play
sick.
This. Yeah, not the biggest visual novel person, but this one looks neat. Kind of like that one we played, Silent Signs. What was the summer one?
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I can't think of what it's called. Either.
A Midsummer or something like that. But,
no.
Hard West 2, that's a strategy game. I think Rose might like this, actually.
Did I play this?
You did, or I think Legend did on stream.
No.
Where she was on a
train. I know which one you're talking about. You reviewed a Western kind of like game, but I don't remember if it was that one. I know which one you're mentioning.
That was something else, West.
No, I did. Not Hard West. I'm pretty sure I did a preview of it.
But you might have. Yeah.
Yeah. So, maybe I'm losing my mind.
It might be on the channel. Who knows? There's so many games.
I'll search it later.
Hard West 2 is coming out this month as well. This is Turbo Golf Racing we're looking at, which kind of looks like Rocket League style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That looks kind of fun. I enjoyed Rocket League. Had its time. I didn't like stick with it and go pro like a lot of people did.
You didn't go pro strats?
No. I've never been pro at anything in life, really. Yeah, here's Camp Canyonwood, which we were talking about earlier. This looks adorable.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait to play this, especially for the spoopy stuff. When I saw it in the descriptions, I was like, it reminded me of Gravity Falls. And I was like, I'm ready. Gravity Falls and, I forget the name, but the
kind
super
has that
famous
Don't Starve
one.
Art style to it.
Yes.
This is Plate Up, which is a cooking. These are coming out more and more, it seems like. These games that Silent Signs love so much.
Pass them to me. I like them. I'm definitely interested. I'd never heard this before. When I watched the video, I was like, ooh, meditative survival.
Yes, Retreat to Annan. For those of you that can't see the video form, Indie Legends can, however. That looks like a meditation survival game. I'm not sure how exactly that will work. But
meditation survival?
Yes. You meditate and then you try to survive. Everything is Zen. Like that Bush song.
I was going to say.
We have Gigabash.
Gigabash
like is like Kaijus.
Yes.
He's so cute.
We played this together. Remember,
yeah, I know. It's fun. It's really actually fun. Really fun.
Fighting game with giant monsters.
I remember watching Anya play that Fuzzy Baby. Tyrant's Blessing. I like it. Looks cool.
Curious if you might like this, Rose. Yeah, it's going to be a strategy RPG. It's coming to Switch and PC. Looks like you might be into it.
Oh, so then this one, what is it? Frontier?
Farthest Frontier.
Farthest Frontier. It reminds me, but I guess this is pretty old. Banished? Did y'all ever hear about that one? Came out on the PC a long time ago. It was similar to like this kind of city, village building kind of game.
I don't think I have heard of that.
Negative.
It's a time sink, so, you know, you don't need to. It's fine. Maybe to watch late at night people play it masterfully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I was saying, I need to start lying in bed and watching good players play shit sometimes because I just don't have the time.
Yeah.
What about this series, too, the Two Point Campus? This is like, there's been a couple games. There's like a Two Point Hospital. Almost has like a Sims vibe to it. Have you all played any of these or heard of them?
No.
No?
Nope. This is completely new to me.
Actually, Sega Publishing.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know too much about it. This looks cute. Another point and click. This is Lost in Play.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Looks like something.
Really cute art, cartoon style.
Yes.
What gameplay is this?
It's a point and click.
Ah, okay. I was going to say. The art is too beautiful to be like, and, you know, something maybe a bit more intense gameplay wise.
Yeah. Same with this is a point and click meets Zelda, I guess. Cleo, A Pirate's Tale.
Oh, I just saw a trailer for this.
Yeah, this came out on Steam a while back and now it's going on the Switch.
This looks adorable.
Yeah, we don't necessarily have to go through them all, but there's a shit
ton. Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
We have many, many things. I played Backpack Hero. We'll talk about that in a bit. Fashion Squad plays Roller Dome. Looked really cool.
That's not my kind of game. Looks... Yeah. I know a lot of people in the Discord have been talking about Blossom Tales.
So many games.
So yeah, there's a fuck ton of games this
it's
coming
incredible.
August.
I can't wait. Can't wait to lose my life or
and
my
if the heat
hours.
Keeps up like this, it'll be good to stay inside with your air condition if you're lucky to have that and play video games.
Oh, hell yeah. Can't live without
hopefully
AC.
It won't be like 100 degrees again
for yeah for real
It was 100?
Certain parts of the country, I think Texas got up to 110 and
Texas
broke records.
Texas is 100 right
oh,
now.
Oh, I
yeah.
thought with y'all. I was going to say, how
we
the
got
fuck
close.
Is it? What?
Yeah, we got pretty close. We were in the 97-ish range. It was bad.
Yeah, it was pretty hot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Here. I know.
Yeah, it will get. And the summers are very hot here in New England.
Yeah, we get the worst of both worlds. So yeah,
we get the worst winters and the worst summers, and then like 3 months are pretty nice.
Yeah, and yet we still live here.
Let's all hitch a ride to Canada. Then we can just have forever winter.
Oh, yes, I will freeze my dick off in Canada. Canada is so cold. I've been in like the thrall of winter in Montreal, and I wanted to die.
Actually, I have too.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Yeah, I went to like the underground mall.
Underground mall?
I don't know. Canada's weird.
It's really like, strange place.
Weird in a good way. It was a fascinating experience, but yeah.
I was there because at 18 you could legally drink in Canada. So my friends, of course, wanted to hop the border and go legally drink.
I was there because my brother played hockey.
Yeah.
Not to illegally drink.
A good place to play hockey and drink. Canada.
You didn't hear that from us.
Canada.
So for yeah. Lives, Legend isn't here, but she played Live by the Sword Tactics last week, Friday, I believe.
Yep, strategy
game. Sounds right. Yep.
Oh, yeah, that was a strategy game, and we were commenting on the characters, and I remember it was a plague doctor looking
yes.
character. Yeah, it looks really nice. And
you did pretty good with it for not being a strategy person.
I believe the yeah. plague doctor character's name was Isaac.
Probably that sounds right.
I'm pretty sure.
That game seemed pretty all right.
And then she also played this one. I only watched snippets of because I was kind of ocupado that day, but Grid Force Mask of the Goddess. I know that she had a trouble with the tutorial. What was going on there? Do y'all know?
Yeah, I guess her controller was acting up or something during that. But once she got into the gameplay, it seems neat. It's a strategy game, much like Live by the Sword, but you have far more hands-on control
yeah,
in this game.
It seemed like a much more fast-paced.
You actually move around
game.
Of your own free will.
Mm-hmm.
Versus like turn-based.
It actually looked really cool.
It did look cool.
It was like yeah. high action strategy, which is not something I see too often. Also, all the characters were so freaking cool looking.
Yeah.
I loved how like diverse the cast of characters.
The way yeah. you attack is cool too.
Yeah. Because
you're actually just firing a gun repeatedly. You're not just like attack, turn, do your attack, and then wait.
Yeah. And I like how they all played a little bit differently. And I just thought that was really cool. I don't know. I haven't played anything like that on the channel.
Kind of like Sandream too, which Rose played.
Oh, yeah.
That was unusual.
Oh, yeah.
But kind of neat.
It was cool. At first, when I saw trailers of it, I was like, oh, God, it's like a pee dream. There's a lot of yellow. But once I played it, it's fun. It's like a big question mark. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but in a good way.
What was with the dialogue? I couldn't tell if it was...
I feel like English might not have been their first language.
Intentionally cryptic?
Well, Chinese,
or if it was,
I think. Or Mandarin,
okay.
excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay, because I couldn't tell if it was intentionally cryptic or just poorly translated, and I was trying to figure out what direction they were going with that.
It is both, because I...
Okay.
It looks to me to be on purpose cryptic, just based on some of the way the narrative is, you know, quote unquote, being displayed. But once I looked to see what other languages, and I saw it was from a Chinese developer, and I was like, ah, okay. This makes sense with some of like the language issues, like Blake, whose name was Black. And then he mentioned autism at one point. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
It was just, little mistakes of translation, which kind of made it more fun.
Yeah,
definitely. I was a little worried there, like some of this stuff might come out offensive, but it mostly seemed okay. Just weird translation errors.
Yeah, nothing was offensive. It was just kind of like question mark.
Yeah,
puzzling almost. But the gameplay itself seemed kind of cool, like a Metroidvania almost, or platformer.
Yeah, it's like a floaty Metroidvania. Perhaps the spells are a bit overpowered, and the final boss, there wasn't a good way to dodge that boss, but of course this is very, very early. There's still a lot more content for this developer to make, so I'm excited to see where they take it. But it's very visually and thematically, I would say there's a lot of things to intrigue a player.
I was certainly intrigued from what I caught of it. Just the look of it and the peculiar dialogue alone was enough for me to be like,
Exactly. Legend yesterday, she played Senses Midnight. That was hilarious to watch. I love it.
It was funny. Yeah, almost like watching a PS2 game, which I think is what they were going for, this old school, yes, like tank control style horror game. And that had its charms, even though this did not look like a great game. It was still fun to watch in a streaming environment, I guess.
It kind of reminds me of a lot of indie games that I've seen, like horror indie games that it's a fine line trying to balance between paying homage to like the past and, you know, tank controls. The whole point is to make movement more difficult so that you feel more scared, right? Uh-huh. It's an artificial roadblock, but it seems like the camera needs some work. If, you know, because if you're in a horror game, if you die again and again and again to the same creature, it loses its spooks.
Right. You're no longer scared when you're annoyed.
Yeah. So maybe a little issue there. But she had some big cleavage. I remember that.
She did have big boobs. Yeah. She was very impressive. But she did in the other game, too. Because this is a prequel to Sense a Cyberpunk Story, which I reviewed.
She also ran in a very strange fashion.
Like I was saying, yeah, almost like she was getting down. Like she was just...
Yeah, it was really... It was a very choice.
Like, almost like a prance. It was interesting. Not a great game, but fun to watch. The first game is actually a little better than I think I got credit for. It sort of plays like a point-and-click adventure, but the load times were atrocious. It's one of those games where you can get up, go to the bathroom, come back, and it's still loading type deal.
It can be a blessing sometimes when you have to pee.
But not like every screen, because this game was every screen.
Pass. That's not good.
So you better have something to do on the side. But yeah, that was Senses Midnight, and then last was today or tomorrow. You can watch it whenever it's posted. Backpack Hero, Rose just played.
That looked cool.
Oh my god. I love it. I love it. It scratches an itch. And like, it looks more complicated than it is. I would say, you know, because it was like a demo or something. I was just thrown in without any sort of tutorialization on like, click this, click that. You can drag this. So I had to figure it out. But it's intuitive enough that even without a tutorial, you mess around a bit, you figure out how it works.
Figure it out.
Yeah. And it just, the matching shit around and put my sword here and then put the poison gen between the sword and this other thing. Oh, it's the best kind of strategy. I'm a big fan and really cute. And all the enemies have like little backstories and shit. Like the rules. Oh, love it. Love, love, love.
I was really enjoying watching you throw the mug.
That was so fun. You drink it. What a flex, right? Drink it, fill up your health.
Chuck it.
But I highly, highly recommend if y'all check out the live, check out any trailers for it. It seems to me already have really strong bones and tendons and ligaments.
I believe this is coming out of early access in a few days, is my understanding. So that's why we have it on the channel now. Yeah, because it's been in early access for a while. If I have
it
that
was,
right.
I think it was on itch too.
Yes. Well, that sounds right. So this is a game that has been in development for a while. It did take me aback a bit when I first saw you playing. I'm like, oh, this is something different. Okay, like, how does this work? And then as I saw you break down the mechanics, I'm like, this is actually really cool. Almost like a dungeon crawly feel, but you don't have full control over your character. And you're just doing this management of your backpack. It's neat.
Yeah, the management is fun because it kind of, you have to control your greed. You have to control your desire to hoard. You know, like with a lot of games, you'll have a fucking inventory where you have like, I always think of Skyrim and you have like 1,000 cheeses, you know, and it's like totally fine. It's like here, no. Everything matters and where you place it matters. And you really have to negotiate with yourself. So
the reason I got out of games like Elder Scrolls is because my character would often become over encumbered. The game would yell at me. God. And I'd be like this slow walking thing and I'd just be dropping shit. And like half my time playing the game was just dropping shit. I'm like, fuck this. I'm out.
Yeah, we're picking up all the fucking dragon scales and shit. And like at a certain point, they just throw dragons at you nonstop, and you just keep killing them, and you get more dragon scales. I'm like, I can't carry more. And then I ended up spending most of my time running between merchants in different cities. Like, will you buy it? Will you buy it? Do you want it? No, nobody wants it.
Yeah, you're right. And it becomes like 50% of the game becomes just carrying shit, dropping shit, and selling shit. And
it's like, not a good game for hoarders.
No.
Nope.
I don't hoard, but yeah, I don't have patience either.
Yeah, forget that. Well, let's move on to talking about some noteworthy news in the indie gaming world, gaming world as a whole. But before that, I wanted to talk about a couple things. So first of all, reminder, we've got our campaign spearheaded by a lovely legend for Reproductive Rights Fund. It's still going on. We are currently at $225. The goal is $500, but of course, anything we can get helps. If you have not, if you can, if you know someone who can, pause right now, go give some aid to the many women who are already suffering under the actions, you know, made by a select few. There are women all over of all ages, unfortunately, like even 10, who are disadvantaged now thanks to these rulings on abortion. So whatever you can do can and will make a difference in someone's life, and probably more than one person. So
well said.
Check it out. It's events.softgiving.com, and I believe we'll have the link. I don't know if we have it in the description here, but we definitely have it on the channel, and I know Legend has it on her Twitter. So yeah, take a look at those.
Yeah.
Speaking of Twitter and Instagram, we've got a Twitter, I Dream of Indie. We've got an Instagram, I Dream of Indie Official.
Twitter's popping a little more.
Starting to.
We cracked that 1,000, which like took forever. But we also weren't giving the best effort until like the last few months, I would say, when we really started saying, we should probably utilize this shit.
I've just been retweeting cats. Is that helpful?
Yes.
That's perfect.
We're all in this weird place where like
that's helpful, right?
Like no one on staff particularly loves doing this shit, but we all just kind of eventually deal with it. So stuff gets posted. It's just a matter of when. And
I've found it's a good way to share like contests that are going on out there. So if you're looking to win some like Steam keys things of that nature, check our Twitter, because I've been retweeting a lot of those to share, not because I want to win, because I want you all to win.
We get keys too from time to time to give out, so
yeah,
good way.
That's
to get
also true. Cat pictures, pretty much any kind of cute animal pictures.
Yes.
Duck pictures.
Yeah, I've been noticing more cats popping up lately.
Yeah, that's me. That's all.
Okay.
I approve.
We always need more cats.
We also have a work in progress TikTok account.
Yeah, it's just going to be going live at some point here.
We are trying to figure out how to use.
Yep.
Actually, you know, I'll talk to you later about it, Joe. It's just I've had to balance the researching TikTok with other stuff, but videos like the upcoming games in August, little clips of that are perfect for TikTok. A quick little like, hey, person, this game exists. Go check it out. Bye.
I've heard of people finding games that way.
Yeah, indeed.
So we have places to go there, but we will talk about it in further detail when it is fully developed.
Sorry, I am an old person. I don't understand all this stuff, but we'll get
there.
Don't
worry. It's okay. We'll all get there together. I'm mentally old as well, I think, or just emotionally. Channel news. Saturday, we are streaming.
This is the first time, right, for a Saturday stream? Well, in a long time, anyway.
Yeah, that isn't... Well, there's two things happening on Saturday, right?
Yes.
Yes, there is a live event, I believe, as well.
Yes.
That Rose will be covering. The name escapes me right now. I'm so sorry.
It's a live event of Japanese indies.
Yes. So that should have some, like, new announcements, I think, which should be pretty exciting.
There's some new stuff. There's some repeats, reminders. There's a good mix of all the things. So that should be fun to watch. And it comes in Japanese and English, so we can all enjoy.
And you will be reacting live.
Yes.
Which is always fun to react with Rose.
And of course, we'll all be hanging in the chat.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Talking about how badly we want to play all these cool Japanese games.
Yep. Lord Metroid probably taunting you in the chat as usual.
I know, it's his favorite hobby.
Hey, it's good, you know? Whatever makes you happy in life.
And then you and I shall be playing a game. Yeah.
Indeed.
It's ladies' night.
It's not even night. It's a night hunt, though.
Night hunt. That's right. Yeah. This is a game that takes place. It has like a horror theme. It takes place on a camp. And it's a 3v3 game. How do y'all think you're going to do in a 3v3?
Terrible.
You're going to have at least one rando with you, unless it does AI. I don't know.
Only speaking for myself, but terrible.
This should be interesting.
Night hunt? Is it Chupacabras night hunt?
This came out a year ago. No.
Never mind. There are two night hunts. Yes. It gets a little confusing because two video games exist called Night Hunt.
There's only so many words, you know? That's why we had senses change like the S to lowercase at the end. You got to find a way to make it a little noteworthy.
Plus, we've had Manhunt. We've had Night Trap. It all gets very confusing. Night Hunt, though, it should be. I'm really excited to watch y'all cooperate. You two have not played a game together yet, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah. I know you and Legend have.
Yes.
So this will be fun.
And Legend and Rose have.
How do you do, Rose, in these competitive online environments?
Are we competing against other people?
Well, you will probably be on the same team. Your job will be either to guard an antenna or to go destroy an antenna.
Oh, we'll crush.
Can we destroy?
You might. It depends on how the game
I
works.
Want to destroy.
Not played video games. So.
We'll crush these bitches. Don't worry. We'll kill it. We'll be we'll
kill
be
it.
The legends of night
hunt.
Night hunt.
Yeah. We'll kill it or die trying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. No other option.
You do like communicate a lot already, so you should have that going for you.
Oh, it's not. It's not that I'm worried about.
Just the gameplay skills.
It's just the skill level of the other people playing against us.
They'll probably be good at the game.
Indeed.
You will not be because you've never played it, but you'll get there.
True.
We'll pick it up quick. Psh, I'm not concerned.
That should be fun. And this is kind of testing the waters to see if people enjoy this weekend streaming stuff. Normally I Dream of Indie doesn't do much on the weekend, but you know, that might change. If we have openings, we have a shit ton of games and we need to kind of fill more days. If people watch, we'll do stuff.
Yeah.
That's really the bottom line.
So let us know by coming over to the Discord. If you're an indie warrior and an indie legend, you already have access to the Discord. If you're not already, well, you can become an indie warrior or an indie legend because of Discord and a whole bunch of other perks, or you can donate $5 to the end of July, which is soon approaching.
Yeah, you got like five more days.
Yeah, just five more days. Donate $5 on coffee. I was going to say Ko-Fi again. God. On coffee, and it'll give you permanent access to the Discord where you can tell us all about how you loved, hated, felt middling emotions towards the Saturday stream. That's a great place, great way to reach us directly, as well as everyone else in our beautiful community. So consider it. Think about it. Consider it like Kukiyomi. And if you're a considering person, that's what you'll do. Just saying.
A lot of us are so close in the Discord at this point. We share pictures of ourselves. We vent a lot to each other. We let out our feelings. It's a really special place.
We share our pets and our favorite music. And
it's wonderful.
It easy
it's such
as
a
hell,
lovely
but
community.
It's honestly the best.
It's great. Yeah, it's really cool that people got to that point of comfort with us where they feel great about sharing even the worst moments in their lives and some of the best moments in their lives. So really cool community. Really happy to be a part of it. Sorry I can't always be in there more, but I try my best.
You're in there plenty. What are you talking
about? I'm in there quite a bit. But, you know, sometimes I get preoccupied making very long videos.
Or breakfast.
Or breakfast.
Y'all are showering. Doing everything perfectly, as far as I can tell, and it's in my opinion. So, it's perfect.
Sometimes I don't know if you all have this problem, but I will get in the shower and not want to leave the shower because the shower feels so good.
The shower is
like my favorite thing.
Shower is good and bed is good, and I don't want to leave either of those things.
The shower is this one moment where like everything is okay, nothing can bother me, and this feels good. This is my zen place.
Oh shower. My God. And if you get like, we got a shower head and it wasn't like pricey or anything from Amazon. And it has an option to do like a wave that just goes like one hit.
Oh,
it's like a little baby waterfall. And I'll put that shit and I'll put my head right under and I'm just like, and you know, like time flies by in bliss.
Mm.
Yes. Our shower is not that fancy, but it's pretty nice. It has decent pressure to it.
Oh,
and I really like a hot shower. I can't do a cold shower.
Yeah, unfortunately, our water heater is very
small. That can run low, and that can leave me a little wet and dry. Mm. I guess you could say.
And that's usually when the shower ends.
Yes.
No.
I've just been enjoying the bathroom lately. Between the bidet and the shower. Yeah. Bathroom time is special.
Too much information. Thank you.
Let's talk about some gaming news outside of the channel. So got some articles up, but it's all articles. So we won't have anything to watch. Papers, Please is coming out on mobile August 5th. I'm surprised isn't until now that it's coming out on mobile.
Exciting. Surprised I never played this, but I've certainly heard really good things about it. In fact, I just played a song recently on Gamer Joe Radio Show from Papers, Please.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I was there, actually.
Have you played this, Rose?
Yeah, I love Papers, Please.
Fucking what is this game? Just real quick.
It's a management game. You are border control in a Ashtuska, which is sort of like a kind of Soviet country. It's implied in some ways. And your borders have closed and you're only letting in certain kinds of people. And it's a lot about exclusion, and you'll get people who are like, please, I'm dying. And you can let them in. But if you do, the more mistakes you make, the more your pay gets docked. And you don't get much pay, and you have a child, two children and a wife, and you need to pay your rent and your utilities. So it's balancing like morality of, will I let in this person who's technically not allowed in? Will I help the revolutionaries? Because of a mix of that. Will I let my in-laws die? Because it's either pay for their medicine or pay for food. And it's all with like, you look at the screen and it's just kind of like, you know, you look at passports and you're looking at those little details of like, is the seal correct? Turn to page 7. Okay, it's correct. Wait, let me check. Is this an actual city in this place? Check. You have a manual that you're comparing all things by. And at some point, you know, when you've played it enough, shit starts to get memorized. And you're like, you don't even have to turn the pages. But, oh, fun.
Sorry, I'm a sweaty hot mess. I'm just going to turn my air on quick. Continue to talk.
Go. But yeah, that is Papers, Please. Highly recommend it. And I actually might even get it again on the mobile because I kind of want to, now that I'm talking about it, I want to play it again.
Yeah, mobile seems like a good way to play that too, because you could like, you know, play it on the bus or like while you're waiting for your food or something. So
I've heard nothing but good things about the game.
So have I, and I haven't played it and I really want to.
And just hearing Rose now, that sounds intriguing. So
yeah, maybe.
Maybe I'll try the mobile version.
Y'all is mobile, you know?
Maybe that's the solution here. Mm-hmm. Is it on Switch? I don't know.
I'm not sure, actually. It's come to a lot of different consoles, but it's also a much older title. Old, comparatively.
Yeah, it's definitely a name that's been around since like we started this channel. Yeah, for sure.
So. Because I remember when I played Death or Taxes, everybody was like, it's just like Papers, Please. And yes. I was like, I haven't played that. But
so our reference is Death and Taxes, which is a good game, too.
I haven't played that.
It's good.
You should play it if you like Papers, Please.
Death and Taxes. I'm writing it down so I don't forget to look this up after.
Kind of a similar concept, except instead of letting people into the border, you are sorting people into
heaven or hell. I saw your review.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, this has been on my list for a while, and I just completely forgot about it.
It's an I Dream of Indie classic.
It is, yeah. Fun fact, I once auditioned for a voice in Death and Taxes.
Did you?
Yes. I did not win the role, but that's I did audition, lame. And it was really fun to do.
Oh, that's what matters, honestly. Yeah.
It was a neat experience. I had never done anything like that. And I wasn't, like, going to get paid or anything. I just kind of wanted to try and see if I could do something like that. Turns out you need a lot of skills to do voice acting.
I think you should keep trying, though, because I think you could do very well.
Yeah, it's a different like kind of art. It sounds really easy. It's like, oh, I'll just read these lines, but you have to deliver them with certain feelings. And
certainly
stuff.
Not it's, saying it's easy.
It's not easy, yeah.
But I could definitely see you being able to accomplish that.
Oh, well, you know, my English teacher always said my voice would be on radio one day or something like that. He was kind of right.
He was kind of right. It's just the type of radio.
Yeah.
Well, I'll add this to my list. Also, just touching on mobile games, I didn't add this as a... as an article, but I was skimming through one talking about how mobile games have a bigger share than console games and PC and all that, and how indies are actually becoming more profitable, not all, but quite a few, by making sure that there's a good mobile port. So I wonder if that's in our future, is like mobile-only indies.
I don't think we'll go mobile-only necessarily, but I do think it will remain a large market. It's everyone has a phone, so it'd be kind of dumb for them not to put their games on mobile devices. People cry and they complain, oh, this is a mobile game. That's kind of lost meaning to me now, because games on mobile look pretty damn good now.
Yep.
So that argument is kind of been...
Also, just some indie games work really well as that sort of portable, you know, experience and
strategy stuff. Yeah,
not definitely. All stuff works super well on the Switch for that, unfortunately.
Point and click, like we talked about, you know, a lot of great indie stuff on mobile now.
Yeah. Well, touching on some last few bits of news is one I'm gonna skip, so don't say anything. But thank you, Indie Greg, for sharing that article about great roguelites. But in an effort to be a little bit more, maybe not concise, succinct, insert synonym here, we've got some Hades merch incoming. Thank you, Indie Greg, for bringing this up. If you are obsessed with Hades like me, this is the best news you've heard in months.
What is this exactly? A controller, it looks like? A new controller?
A controller. That's one of the things. There's a controller. There's a plushie of, like, Cerberus. Ooh. Cerberus. I always fuck up that name.
I bet you'll be all about that.
I want a Cerberus
plush. I want that plushie, and I want the pins. I have, like, a cloth banner lanyard thing pinned on my wall, and I put all my pins there for display. And, you know, I just have my little pin collection, so this is going to be mine. I want deeply.
Ooh, so it's quite beautiful.
Oh, and it's very a talking cute. Dusa head.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
Rose, you're like the Hades fangirl, huh?
I fucking love that. Yo, I've got two posters of my favorite pairing in the universe. Hades and Thanatos. It's perfect. Aww. I fucking love that shit. I think I even have, like, I have some other crap, too. I have a problem.
A problem.
Sounds like a good problem to have.
Yeah.
And last story to look at, we've got from Flower Angel Rave. Thank you so much for sharing this in the Discord. Stardew Valley meets Animal Crossing is my first thought looking at it. It's a life sim that's coming out on the Switch on September 20th.
Wild Flowers, is this it?
Yes, Wild Flowers. With the little lamb and the cows. Looks cute. Oh, let me show the video.
All right, let's check out the video.
Y'all see the video?
Yeah.
Yep. Excellent.
Get out of here. Oh, it is cute.
If there is cats, you know, it's almost an instant sell. Oh, okay, that's it.
Wow.
Oh, there I thought this was going to be a bit longer, but looks cute.
Does look cute. There are cats and mushrooms and boats. So I'm sold.
Someone's getting married in the background, you know, dope.
All the context I needed, honestly.
All right, well, that'll be the news for this week. Now, outside
kind
of
a light
of the
week
channel
for news, though.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing a little bit of searching, but a lot of it's kind of . Outside the channel games, have we played anything besides things we've reviewed?
Absolutely nothing, just completely working on the channel, and unfortunately, I can't talk about any of what I'm playing right now. Same with you, Silent Science, I think.
Yeah, I feel y'all.
Yeah, we just we don't play video games in our spare time like we used to.
Well, this is technically our spare time.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're either talking about games or we're playing one that we're going to review.
How about, dear viewers, listeners, you tell us what games you have been playing so we can have FOMO about
the
game.
Live vicariously through your free time.
Yes.
This does kind of tie in, though, into our community poll results from this week, because we asked folks what game they're excited about in August. And to no surprise right now, Cult of the Lamb is leading this.
Mm-hmm.
But we do see a few votes here for Frog Gun.
Yeah.
Art West, Blossom Tales 2, that has 29%. And then Curse to Golf, too. So
it's just they all look so interesting. You know, they're all so different.
They are. It's a radically unique month of indie games. I think there's going to be a little something for everyone in August.
Absolutely. Well, just some last things to remind you of before we send you off. If you're not subscribed to I Dream of Indie on the YouTubes, maybe do. If you like this, we have succinct reviews, generally succinct, of so many games, games you might not have heard of. And we just want to spread that love for indie developers, indie games, and grow our community further. We also are partnered with Fanatical. Actually, didn't know about Fanatical until y'all got partnered with them. And I was like, oh, there's another e-store? Shoot, mm-hmm. for games that isn't Steam or GOG.
Yes, and it's a good one.
Yeah, excellent. They've always got some great deals, some great sales going on. And every Tuesday, we'll put up a community post on YouTube that will tell you some interesting deals. We'll spotlight some of them for you. You can see that every week. But yeah, and if you use our link, there's like a link and a code.
I got it. Question mark reference equals I Dream of Indie 1. Remember that, everyone.
Inscribe it. Tattoo it on your skin.
Though I apologize to the person that used it this week and bought Shenmue 3. That game's not very good.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. But thank you anyways.
But yeah. Thank you. And, you know, I think even from not very good games, there's something you can take from it.
Sure. You helped I Dream of Indie. You could take that. Right?
Maybe a few chuckles.
We have a merch with Bonfire, bonfire.com/store/iDreamOfIndie. And if you use the code GENIE10, you'll save 10%. We actually did get someone order a retro logo piece of merch. So if any of the interests you, head on over.
Our top selling shirt for the month, a retro indie logo. Strangely enough.
I still have one of those somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, so of course. It's the foundation of the channel. And that, I think, sums it up for everything for today. Do we have any final thoughts before we release our Indie Warriors and Legends?
Sure. There's going to be a lot of content coming to the channel this week, so just be prepared. Rose is filling in all of the streams while Legend is gone.
Oh my god, all of them? Are you going to be okay?
I told her, and she said, I want to do them all.
Okay.
But we are pulling her from reviews because of that, so me and Silent Science will be doing more reviews. There's a lot of big ones coming to the channel, so exciting stuff. Definitely stay tuned, and enjoy shower time. That's all I can say. Showers are awesome.
That's going to be the title of this episode, isn't it?
Showers are awesome.
Wow, thanks for reminding me. That's good.
Yeah, there you go. All right, y'all. Thank you for joining us. Bye.